Jesus is a heartbeat, the blood inside of my veins, the life inside of my
Hello, everyone. This is Kingdom Empowerment Inc. Radio. This is Kingdom Case Spirit, Soul, and Body Service. We have a brand new topic today. It is if you are in a mess, how we can get out of this mess, how we can get in hope. We are going to go right in. But I have a lot to cover today. I hope you are ready. Father, we just thank you today. Thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. We thank you for the blood you shed for us all. We bless you today. We come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. So we are on the book of Psalm 107. Right. Just going to read, then we will see what the Lord will show us. And I'm reading right now. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Verse 2. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered out of the land That is verse 3. And gather out of the land from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Verse 4 says, they wander in the wilderness in a desolate way. They found no city to dwell in. Verse 5 says, hungry and thirsty, they are so fainted in them. Verse 6, then they cry out to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. Verse 7 says, and he led them forth by the right way, then they might go to a city for a dwelling place. Verse 8, oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Verse 9, for he satisfies the longing soul and he fills the hungry soul with goodness. Number 10, those who sat in darkness and in the shadow of death, bound in affliction and iron. Verse 11, because they rebelled against the words of God, and he despised the counsel of the Most High. Therefore, he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down, and there was none to help. Verse 13, then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. Verse 14, and he brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and broke their chains in pieces. Oh, that men will give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Verse 16, for he has broken the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron in two. Verse 17, fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquity, were afflicted. Verse 18, their soul abhorred all manner of food, and they drew near to the gates of death. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. Verse 20, and he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Verse 21, oh, that men will give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Verse 22, let them sacrifice the sacrifice of thanksgiving and declare his words with rejoicing. Verse 23, those who go down to the sea in ships, who do business on great waters. Verse 24, they see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep, for he commands and raise the stormy winds, which lift up the waves of the sea. They mount up to the heavens. They go down again to the depth. Their soul met because of trouble. Verse 27, they reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man. And at their wit's end, then they cry out to the Lord in their trouble, and he brings them out of their distresses. He calms the storms so that its waves are still. Verse 30, then they are glad because they are quiet. So he guides them to their desire, heaven. Oh, that men will give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Verse 32 now, let them exalt him also in the assembly of the people, and praise him in the company of the elders. Excuse me. Verse 33, he turns rivers into a wilderness, and the water springs into dry ground. Verse 34, a fruitful land into barrenness for the wickedness of those who dwell in it. He turns a wilderness into pools of water and dry land into water springs. there he makes the hungry dwell, there that they may establish a city for a dwelling place. Verse 37. And so fields and plant vineyards, that they may yield a fruitful harvest. Verse 38. And he also blessed them, and they multiply greatly, and he does not let their cattle decrease. Verse 39. When they are diminished and brought low through oppression, affliction, and sorrow, verse 40 says, he pour content on princes and causes them to wander in the wilderness where there is no way. Verse 41. Yet he set the poor on high, far from affliction, and makes their families like a flock. 42. The righteous said and rejoiced, and all iniquity stopped his mouth. Whoever is wise, that is 43 now, the last verse, he said, whoever is wise will observe these things, and they will understand the loving kindness of the Lord. Hallelujah. What a sweet, sweet words. Hallelujah. Now, if you see this psalm, you will see that the key point of this psalm is that God's mercy endureth forever. He's always willing to restore those who call on him, those who sincerely call upon him and are willing to make a change. He rescues them, and he brings restoration to those who call on him. Now, we've seen the year comes and the year is going. It's almost ending. Today is the 4th of December, and some of us have been to different places. Most of us have experienced different situations. Most of us have experienced different affliction, different disappointment. We are not all in the same page. We are all different. We are in a different circumstances, different situation. So my situation will not be your situation. But we have a common enemy, and that enemy is Satan and its hosts, demons, and all kinds of evil spirits. Because we do not fight against flesh and blood. So we fight against principalities, powers, and spiritual wickedness in high places. We have all kinds of lust. Most of us have lost things. Some of us have lost. I can't even say. We all know what we have lost. But with God, there's hope. With God, there's restoration. With God, there is healing. With God, there's deliverance. With God, there's an abundant harvest. What the locusts have taken, what the cacao has taken, what the tamarind has taken, the Lord can bring us together. There can be a restoration of those things that have been lost. Most of us have lost peace. But when you see these psalms, there's always hope. There's an abundant hope in God. We are going to go into this psalm and begin to see what we can get from it. Now, first and foremost, if you read with me, you will see a kind of repetition of a phrase that is very common, almost like four times. For example, you will see this phrase in verse 6. I said, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And when you go to verse 13, in the same way, you will see, and he saved them out of their distresses. Now, if you go to verse 19, and then they cry out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. Okay? And if you go to verse 28, you will see, then they cry out to the Lord in their trouble, and he brings them out of their distresses. That is four times, okay? And in the same way, when you look at this phrase, that is in verse 8, he said, and let me first explain that. You see, he delivered them out of their distresses. It's like a condition which is not permanent. That is, when these guys, who of course, these are people, our forefathers. Let's be exact. Let's talk about them first, okay? First and foremost, he said, let the redeem of the Lord. Let me not go ahead of myself. Let me explain this for which I just said. And he delivered them. Then they cry out to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them. So there's always a deliverance. When we fall away, we are back again. When we wander away, he brings us back. So it refers to the historical experiences of our forefathers, the Israelites, in the desert of Mount Sinai. And it also can apply to any other group of people who wander away from the blessings of God. He said, oh, that men will give thanks to the Lord. These words are a refrain throughout the psalm. Okay? So we also see that when we fall away, God is there to deliver us, to rescue us, to bring hope, to bring us back. He saved them out of their distresses. And again, when you look at so he saved them out of their distresses. That is out of what? Their anguish, their trouble, their problem. Whatever it means, affliction, a sickness, hardship, all kinds of distresses. Okay. And he also does that in verse 6, in verse 13, in verse 19, and in verse 28. Okay, so it's just an amazing psalms that shows that most of us are not in a constant position. We get saved, we are doing fine, all of a sudden we begin to drift away from the mercies of God, and we experience distress. And one of the good things that we find in our forefathers is that they cry out to the Lord, although some of them were still rebellious. But they cry out to the Lord, and we've seen this in this psalm, that they cry out to the Lord, and he delivered them out of those problems. So what do we learn from this? We must cry out to him. He's not far away from us. He's close to us in our mouth and in our nose, and he's very close to our heart. So we just need to cry out to him and ask him for help. Okay? so important in our life, in the way we walk, in the way we relate to our brothers and our sisters. Now, verse 1 and verse 2, especially the verse 1, is a kind of connection to the previous psalm. You know, the beginning psalms kind of link this beginning psalm verbs, kind of link it to the two preceding psalms. When you go back to Psalm 105 and Psalm 106, it's the same a phrase, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord." And also verse 6, Psalm 106. When you read Psalm 105, it's so beautiful. Okay? Psalm 105 is so beautiful. At least, maybe the first five verses. It says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people." That is what the Lord has done for you. You just broadcast it. Tell them how God has healed you, how God has blessed you, how God has guided you, how God has protected you. And sing psalms. That is, and celebrate. Sing psalms to him. You see, very, very important. Because where we are, it's not by our own strength. It's not by our own power. By the power and the strength of the Holy Ghost that we have come this far. So he desires praises. He desires adorations. See, it's so interesting when we begin to see all these things, because sometimes we look at ourselves and begin to feel, because of this thing, I'm the one who maybe I'm so smart, that is why I am blessed this way. No, it's by his loving kindness. You see, it's by his loving kindness. And when we begin to think that way, we have slowly been drifted away. We are slowly what? Being drifted away. And we are now beginning to think that we own all these things by ourselves. We achieve all these things by our strength, by our intelligence, by our talent, our skill, our ability. Yeah, it might be that we are smart. It might be you are so intelligent, so skillful. But those things are from God as well. God gives you the idea, gives you the enablement, the empowerment, the strength, the good health. And you are able to sit down and think and be able to carry out those assignments, and the yielded or the blessing. It's through him still. See, and if we don't call upon his name, sing to him, sing songs to him, I don't know. See, so we just need to follow and understand that he is the one that does all the good things. Every good and perfect gift comes from above, comes from him. Hallelujah. So we see here that verse 2 in this Psalm 105, it said, "Glory in his holy name." Okay, verse 2 says, "Sing to him, sing psalms to him, talk of all his wondrous works." Is that what I just said? Talk of all his wondrous works. See, verse 3 says, "Glory in his holy name." Glory in his holy name. "Let the heart of those rejoice who seek the Lord." Let the heart of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek the Lord and his strength. That is, as you have been blessed, as you have been blessed, my dear brother, my dear sister, like I just explained, the next thing for us to be doing is to seek the Lord and his strength. Seek him the more. You'll be blessed. Praise God. Seek him the more. Seek his strength. And let there be a stability. Not today we are up there, then tomorrow down. That is protecting the miracle, protecting the blessing. How we can keep this blessing, how we can keep this breakthrough, how we can maintain it, maintenance of the breakthrough. It's better not to achieve than to lose it. So maintaining the blessing of God is so important in our life. Maintaining the good health, maintaining the position we have achieved, right? Maintaining the goodness, the coolness, the love you share. Not today we are loving, but tomorrow we turn to something else. No. He said, seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. Wow. Seek his face evermore. This is powerful. Seek his face evermore. Ah. Hallelujah. You see that? Seek his face evermore. I don't know how we'll be able to. This is awesome. He said, remember his marvelous works which he has done. Remember his marvelous works which he has done. See, when we look at our lives, there's no bad. Maybe one, maybe let's minimize it. Maybe only one. So that's enough. But that is not only one. You see? You may have seen that he has blessed you, he has healed you, he has delivered you, he has done so many things, and still we complain. But he's saying here, don't complain. He said, remember the marvelous works which he has done, his wonders, and the judgment of his mouth. You see? So, though he's writing to our forefathers, these are all we are his children. He said, verse 6 says, he said, O seed of Abraham, his servant, you children of Jacob, his chosen ones, by faith in Jesus, we are then the children of Abraham. So these are a word to us. Okay, now let's get back to our book now. So we see that the first two Psalms, it said, oh, give thanks to the Lord, you see, for his good, for his mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. See, if you we have been redeemed, we have been saved, right? We God has done so much for us, and we have so much for which to thank him. He wants us to tell everyone all that he has done. You see, these verses are not so much a mandate to witness declaration that when we live in God's presence, we will not be able to keep his glorious experience to ourselves. See, so the question is, what has God done for us? What has God done for you, my dear brethren? There's someone you can tell. You can tell a brother, you can tell a sister, even at workplace, your business, school, wherever you may find somebody. Tell of his goodness, what the Lord has done, testimony. You see? So we overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. That is Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. It's so important in our life. We need to testify of the goodness of the Lord. Tell what he has done. It blesses him the more. Okay? So, he said, whom he has redeemed from the hands of the enemy. He has redeemed us from the hands of our enemy. And gather out of the lands from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south. Now Isaiah took all this from here, and when you begin to pray, when you go to the book of Isaiah 43, he's there. He's there in verse Isaiah 43 in verse five and six. You see, and he's talking to Jacob. You see, and he says that is the Redeemer of the Israel. Okay, he said, "Fear not, for I am with you. I will bring your descendants from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not keep them back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory, I have formed him. Yes, I have made him." So you can use this to pray. You can use it to pray. You can say to the east, give up and gather from you say to the north, give up, and to the south, do not keep them back. Bring my sons from the from afar, and bring my restoration from afar, and all the things from the ends of the earth, everything that Satan has taken. Can you use to pray? Command the north to give up, the west to give up, and the north not to hold them back, and the south not to keep them back. All the things that the devil has taken, that he has to relinquish them and brings it back to you. Yeah, can apply it. Hallelujah. Command the 4 points, the north, south, east, west, to give up. And bring all this restoration back in the name of Jesus. Very important in our day and age. Okay? Now, verse 4 says, they wander in the wilderness in a desolate way, and they find no city to dwell in, hungry and thirsty. You see? So, we all know that the in the wilderness, our forefathers, they experienced wandering. A journey that could have taken 11 days, according to Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 2, took 40 years. Okay? It's supposed to be a very short journey, and it took a lot of years because of the rebellious nature of mankind. Okay? So, verse 4 says, they wander in the wilderness in a desolate way. They find no city to dwell in. No city to dwell in. And where will you find a city to dwell in the wilderness? See, verse 5 says, they were hungry and they were thirsty. They are so fainted in them. And verse 6 says, then they cry out to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. Isn't God so sweet? He knows we are making a mistake. He knows that we are in a different direction, and he still comes and delivers them out of their distresses. Same way today, he's with us. See, he's with us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. Okay, he's here with us. Now, verse 7 says, and he led them forth by the right way. He led them forth by the right way. You know, there are some people who will intentionally lead us to the wrong way. See, but the Lord, you see here, he said he led them forth, but by the right way. But when we see that, we might think that he's leading us to a wrong way. Because we can say that in Isaiah 55 that the Lord's way is not our way, it's not our thought. Okay? So we always think that God has ulterior motives. That the way he's leading us is not the right way. And sometimes we always feel that he doesn't want us to enjoy. He wants us to be in sad mode, right? That is always our way of looking at his right way. See, but his right way is the way that is the right way. Our way is not right. His way is the right way. Except when he reveals it to us, then we follow it, then it becomes his will, and his perfect will is good. And that is what he wants us to follow. He said, verse 7 says, and he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city for a dwelling place. He wanted them to achieve it in a minimum time, in a minimum days, at least less than maybe 2 weeks, you see, so that they will go to that dwelling place. And yet, they said, no, that right way is not the right way. And a right way is always a straight way, not this winding, rough way, and keep turning the other way. Maybe he tells us go north, then we decided to go to south. You know, like the GPS, it's trying to recalculate and try to bring us back. So, but that takes years. I think that is what happened. Every time try to recalculate. And when he recalculates, position us to maybe southwest. And then in the southwest, then he tried to bring us back. We say no, we go back again to another south. Then that takes years. You see? So then he said, verse 8 says, oh, that men will give thanks to the Lord for his goodness. You see, most of these things is because of the Father. They were not careful to appreciate him. They were not careful to give thanks to what he has done previously. See, when we are lost, when we are hungry, when we are thirsty, when we are exhausted, those wanderers will always be calling on him. See, anyone who recognizes that he has been lost before, he has wandered away before, we can almost recognize this situation. If you know you have been in this situation before, you recognize that, yeah, this resembles me. You see? So we see that we can always receive the offer of Jesus when we find ourselves hungry, find ourselves thirsty, find ourselves lost. We can always call upon him so that he will lead us to the right way. So Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. John chapter 14, verse 6. He is the bread of heaven. John chapter 6, 33 and 35. The living water is our living water. John chapter 4, verse 10 to 14. And he is the giver of rest. Matthew chapter 11, 28 to 30. He's the giver of rest. He asks us to come to him, all that labor on a heavy laden, and he will give us rest. He asks us to come to him. Come to him. Come to him. Let's come to Jesus. Let's come. Let's come. Hallelujah. He has given us the free will, invitation. It's like maybe the president of a country saying, okay, come. Can you imagine that? They give you an invitation to come. So what is left? You start to get yourself ready, dress up, in a beautiful uniform, beautiful dress, and go and see the president. And he's more than president. Hallelujah. So we just need to come to him. Hallelujah. Father, we come to you. We come to you, Lord. We come to you in every way. Come to you in our lack. Come to you in our brokenness. We come to you in our lostness. We come to you in our sickness. We come to you in our difficulty. We come to you, O God, in our disappointment. We come to you, O God, in every affliction. We come to you, O God, in everything that we are going through. We come to you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, bring restoration. Bring deliverance. Bring a deliverance in the name of Jesus. Bring salvation. Bring healing in this situation I find myself in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now, do you not know that the Lord was with them? Verse 8 says, he said, oh, that men will give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful words to the children of men. For he satisfied the longing soul and filled the hungry soul with goodness. Those who sat in darkness and in the shadow of death, bound in affliction and iron. Verse 11, because they rebelled against the words of God and despite the counsel of the Most High. Therefore, he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down, and there was none to help. They fell down, and there was none to help. How would you find a situation? You find, look at your right, left. Nobody is able to rescue me. Nobody can help. You call upon this. Call upon that. Call upon this. This one. This one, everyone will give a reason. I'm sorry, this is too much for me. I won't be able to help you. You call nobody to help. And maybe you know somebody who's in a prison. And most people think that those in prison desire whatever misery they experience. They experience as punishment for their crimes. But God loves all men and women, no matter how far they have fallen. He wants us to reach to him. And he wants us to know that he can reach us with his love. And despair that distress that we experience. You know, the book I always love, Matthew chapter 25, because of time is running out. Read Matthew 25 from 34 to 46. Matthew 25:34-46 talks to you about different kinds of people. And when we rescue them, and we rescue, we offer it, we indirectly offer it to Jesus. And he loves those things. Okay? So throughout the world, people are in prison by themselves. When you go to the north, all kinds of places, you find people who really proclaim the word of God, their faith, they are in prison. They are in different situations. They suffer as victims of injustice because they choose Jesus. So we need to reach out to them. And we need to pray for those people, especially those who are in prison for their faith. And we are to pray for the ministries and Christians, chaplains who are the feet behind the mouth to reach to those people. And they are there in love. And so what we can do to support them for their efforts is so important to us. in the name of Jesus. Now, verse 13. Then they cry out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distress. Verse 14. And he brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and broke their chains in pieces. See, he broke them out of their darkness and the shadow of death, and broke their chains in pieces. So every chain that the enemy has used to chain himself to us, break that chain. Break that chain. We break that chain in the name of Jesus. Verse 15 says, all that men will give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of Israel. Giving thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. You see, when we are in that hopelessness, the devil will not want us to give thanks. The devil will not want us to say thank you, Jesus. Because this is the cure. This is the hope we have. This is Jesus. So being in rebellion to him, we don't have. Calling him name, that is the one that brings us to that situation. We are going far down, far away. But the alternative is to give thanks. Just appreciate him. We are in that affliction, in that brokenness, in that distress. Give thanks. Appreciate him. I know it's hard, very hard. But that is where he brings his miracle, brings his deliverance, brings his healing. Just now turn your face to him evermore. Turn your face and begin to appreciate him for whenever you are. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Appreciate him. Recognize his presence. Recognize his presence. In his own way, there will be a deliverance.
At least he has done it. This what we are seeing in the scripture here is the word of God. See? So, verse 16 says, for he has broken the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron in two.
Whether in affliction, whether in imprisonment, whether in distresses, whether in sickness, disappointment, whether in darkness, in our career, in our business, in our family, in our body, in our organs, in every part of our body, whatever it denotes or represents, let those bars, let those gates of bronze be broken down. Be broken down. Break it down in the name of Jesus. And come on, in the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the going out, in the coming in, in the lying down, in the rising up. Even when we lie down, when we sleep, when we dream, let that blood of Jesus cover us from all forms of gates of bronze and all forms of bars of iron. In the name of Jesus. Now, verse 17 says, fools, because of their distress and because of their iniquities, we are afflicted. This reminds me of Psalm 24, verse 1. It says, the fool says in their heart, yes, no God. Yes. Said, yes, no God.
I know fool is a harsh word that emphasizes moral failure.
So, but
these people they deserve the trouble they suffer, yet they too may call upon the Lord, and he will deliver and restore them. They are full, but he will still deliver and bring restoration to them. You know, fools and rebels they surely bring trouble upon themselves. Those who are fools, those who are rebels, they surely bring trouble upon themselves. You know, this sounds, like I said at the beginning, we always offer hope to many of us who find ourselves in a mess. In our lives, there will be a time where we find ourselves in a deep mess in our lives. So this brings restoration. This brings hope to us. By receiving God's free gift of forgiveness, anyone can begin a new life
and break with the past. Now we've seen this in Romans chapter 3 from verse 23 to 26. God will permit me to go there. Also, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Okay? By faith in Christ, we can break addictions. We can break bad memories. We can restore broken relationships. We can heal our memories. If we ask Christ to take control of our lives, He will have us. His love reaches even those who have rebelled against Him. You know, those who have not truly suffered, if you know you have not truly suffered, go through so much, you will not understand these things. So you may not appreciate God as much as those who have matured under hardship. Find maturity. So those who have seen God work in times of distress have a deeper insight into His loving kindness. So if you have experienced with Christ, you have the potential for great praise. If you have gone through many of the hardships, you have a potential for great praise. See? Now, verse 20 says, He said His word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. So it is the word that heals. It is the word that delivers. It is the word that saves. It is the word that blesses. So use this to pray. Okay? He sent His word and heal you. Sent His word that deliver you. Sent His word that bless you. Sent His word that saved you in the name of Jesus. And He will do it. And He will do it. Verse 21 says, "Oh, that men will give thanks to the Lord for His goodness. Man." And verse 22 says, "Let them sacrifice the sacrifice of thanksgiving and declare His works with rejoicing. Those who go down to the sea in ships, who do business on great waters, they see the works of the Lord and His wonders in the deep." Verse 25, "For He commands and raises the stormy winds, which lift up the waves of the sea. They mount up to the heavens. They go down again to the depths. They are so messed because of trouble." You know, there are times where our soul is downcast. Find that you can't turn to the right or to the left. And because of my time, because of this time, let me read verse 28. "Then they cry out to the Lord in their trouble, and He brings them out of their distresses. He calms the storm." So whatever storm we find ourselves, He will calm it.
He has calmed it.
So we are just going to receive that calm, that storm, that calming of the storm. "And His ways are still." His ways are what? Still. "Then they are glad because they are quiet." You know, when all these miracles come, all these blessings come, we become so quiet. "So He guide them to their desired heaven. All that man will give thanks to the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful words to the children of Israel. To the children of men." Verse 32 says, "Let them exalt Him also in the assembly of the people and praise Him in the company of the elders." Because of time, let's jump to 43.
Okay.
"So whoever is wise will observe these things, and they will understand the loving kindness of the Lord." Whoever is wise. See, there's no wisdom apart from centering in and responding to the love of God. You see, the psalmist exhorts the readers to review God's history of delivering those in troubles and to praise His great love.
Yes. He wants us to see what others have experienced and a great history of delivering those in trouble, those in affliction, and a place is great love. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We bless you. And remember, we love you and God loves you. Stay with the word of God, no matter the situation, no matter what is going on. Just praise him. Just celebrate him. Give thanks. Celebrate him with all your heart, with all your mind. Don't care about what is going on. Just love him with, from the bottom of your heart. Praise him. Okay? Praise him. No matter what's happening, just take the word of God and read. Be excited about God. Be happy with him. Love him with all your mind, with all your strength, and see what he will do in your life. God bless you in the name of Jesus.